Coming up next on Bear Podcast, TBRU,
Growler Shouts,
North American Bear,
Bear Watch,
all these and more coming up next.
Stay tuned. Bear Podcast 510.
He's texting the buff and the big hairy man.
So scientists may have finally solved the puzzle of what makes a person gay.
Well, I'm not taking you to get some scrub there fixing for you.
Can I do the podcast in my underwear?
Gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
It's one of those things that is funny, cute, white.
That's two glasses of wine.
Two glasses.
He's a lightweight, so it don't take much.
You're listening to BearPodcast.com.
Okay, fine. You really have to.
Welcome to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I am Dave.
Yes, and welcome to episode 510, and it's Monday, March 17th, 2014.
Wow, this is St. Patrick's Day.
It's St. Patrick's Day, yahoo!
You know, I brought us a present for St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, really? Okay.
Today I was off, I have to work tonight, so I made us some Irish soda bread.
Oh, it's soda bread!
Yeah.
I tried some.
Have you?
All right, okay, let's try some.
Okay. I made it with blueberries and raisins this year.
Okay.
I'm using Ina Gardner's recipe.
Okay. So a couple of weeks ago, I went to our friends, Robert and Lloyd. It was Robert's birthday, and they served soda bread.
Oh, wow.
So let's try. Because it's supposed to be an Irish party that you had to do.
I see. Yeah, so it's very traditional Irish.
Mmm.
So
good, guys.
Came out pretty good.
It's got that hint of salt, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Salt in baking is very important. Even a little bit goes a long way, I think.
Sorry, what
so
you
we're
doing?
Just going to chew in your face, podcast viewers.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Those who are listening to the show. So.
Poor Devin.
Sorry, poor Devin. Listening to the subway right now.
Right. We're going to see Devin soon.
Very soon. At a
couple weeks.
Transfer next week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Excited. So what else is going on? Oh, we just had a crazy weekend.
Okay. Let me just swallow. Hold on. Okay. So this has been an exciting weekend for us. It all came from TBRU, Dave and I. So we had to have Dave in the show because, you know, it's a TBRU.
You want to know about all my shenanigans?
Yes, actually. I'll probably hear it the first time on the show before we even... we even talk about anything. So anyway, so TBRU weekend, TBRU 19 or 18, 19. It's 19.
19, yeah.
Yeah, it's Cowboys and Bears, and we were all in Dallas starting Thursday. I arrived Thursday. You arrived Thursday too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I came there. It's
I didn't do the arrive on Wednesday whoring that I did last year.
Oh. Okay. How late did you arrive? Like late?
I got in pretty late, about 9:30. Around nine.
Yeah, it was exciting because, you know, then Thursday night, it's funny because everybody's getting drunk already at the hospitality suite because everybody's just arriving and registering and going in, and everything's just happened that evening. That's just so
I felt horrible for Jason.
Why?
Well, it was his first.
Oh,
bear
he's a virgin.
Run. He was a virgin to bear runs, and I take him to the largest one ever.
I know.
And I knew so many people that were going, so when I walked in the door, I was introducing him left and right to people, and the look of horror that started coming over on his face.
Really?
It almost was like panic.
Oh, really?
And I was like, uh-oh, I need to get him out of here. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, are you okay? He's like, I'm okay. And I was like, all right, what? I'm just going to introduce you to one more person, and then we're going to walk out the door, and we're going to go by the pool. Mm-hmm. So I got him out of there, and he was much better. Mm-hmm. And then the pool was a little crazy, and then he was just like, I just need to get out of here or something. So
really?
We just went back to the room and just chilled the rest of that night. That's why I wasn't around much on Thursday.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah.
Poor Jason. Oh, I'm sorry, Jason.
He was fine. It just took him a while. He's not necessarily a person that's comfortable in big crowds, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of introverted a little bit. So it takes him a while to warm up to people. So it was uncomfortable for him.
Yeah, it was a very busy weekend. It is a big reunion, right?
It is.
And I got to meet Dennis.
Oh, yeah.
Dennis,
my friend
from
Dennis
from
Stoll?
Denver.
Oh, okay.
My God, those shocking blue eyes.
Dennis is a cutie.
He's so cute. Yes. Anyway. So I got to hang out with him and chatted a little bit, And I also saw him at the Hidden Door that evening, that Sunday.
Yeah.
But it was fun. So Thursday, you did get around to drink around the...
I didn't get around. What are you talking about?
around the hospitality.
Oh, yeah. I did a quick walkthrough. We got one drink. I downed a Bud Light in like 2 seconds because I was so thirsty. And then we kind of just made our way back out.
Mm-hmm.
And left.
Oh, yeah.
So it was a very quick reunion with some people.
Yeah.
There was a few people I never saw that I knew were there that I wanted to meet. And for the most part, it's probably because we didn't spend much time in the hospitality suite this year, which is the opposite for me. Usually, that's all I hang out at. I don't go to
the
bars much.
What can you say?
Yeah, I don't go to the bars much when I'm there, except for maybe Wednesday night or before the hospitality really gets underway.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We ended up not doing too much of that. So, it's weird. It's different when you go to a bear run with your boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
You have to figure out what works best for you guys. And, I think we did that. I feel like if you can get through TBRU with your boyfriend with no problems, then you guys are well on your way to a good relationship.
Yeah.
We did that. It was a big test. It was. And I was quite nervous going into it, and it turned out to be fine. Mm-hmm. So,
I didn't have much problems really because I knew a lot of people.
Right.
It's a big, like I said, it's a big reunion. Friends from California, like Kai and Rick and everybody else, who we're going to see at Drench for next month.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
cool.
It's all fun. Got to drink a little there,
mm-hmm.
and it's just Thursday, and it's already fun. I was losing my voice already, and I was shouting and everything. I don't know. It's just hard to hear each other because the DJ is playing loud music in the
The acoustics are horrible in there because the ceiling's so high, and you have that music, and then your voice just get lost. When you try to speak, you can't do it.
At least the AC is not so bad. I mean, it's moderately warm, but it's not extremely warm, and it was not fun. So I had to pick up Mike Friday. Was it Friday? Yeah, I picked him up at the airport, and we just chilled. And the usual that we do is go to Uncle Julio's. We invite everybody who goes to Uncle Julio's. It's a tradition. I don't know. Every time
Mike makes over, with you guys, I think.
We always
maybe
go
three.
To Uncle Julio's.
Yeah.
It's a Mexican restaurant door in Lemon Avenue near.
I used to go to the one in Arlington when I lived in D.C. all the time. It's good.
Oh, there's an Uncle Julio's there too.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you don't like warm salsa.
I don't.
But you do.
I'll eat it if it's the only kind of salsa, because I like salsa.
And you screwed up your order, but in a good way, because you got extra.
Well, yeah. Extra. They put down the wrong Juanita's platter in front of me,
mm-hmm.
because our friend Carrie had the other one, and they gave him mine, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then they realized it, and because I had already touched the taco, they said, just keep that taco.
Mm-hmm.
So Jason ended up eating it instead of me. I had a lot of food, so.
What did I get? I had fajitas, so that's easy.
Fajitas.
Yes, I like fajitas.
Vaginas.
Yeah. So after that, Friday, where did we go afterwards? We just hung out at the
Friday
suite.
Friday.
It's Bear Dance.
Yeah, the Bear Dance.
Yeah, we went to Roundup. I mean, we went to Roundup first to check it out.
Oh, you did?
And then go to the... Oh, my God. That was so much fun. Did you get a balloon?
I didn't. No.
I got a bear. Oh, I forgot the bears in the car.
That's another one. We went back after dinner and relaxed for a little bit just mm-hmm. to take a nap. And we didn't wake up till like 10:30. Mm-hmm. So we got to the Bear Dance probably a little after 11.
Mm-hmm.
And then we stayed till maybe 1:30 or so mm-hmm. and left. So we didn't stay real late like some people. I tell you, it was a totally different experience, this TBRU for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it going with Mike, with my partner. It's mm-hmm. it's nice. You get to relax at certain points and then go, not be naughty, but just go around and mingle certain times. It also helped that he was really there for a conference. So when he's on a conference, I'll be just hanging out with friends and everything. So that was good.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I found a spot at the Bear Dance outside on the patio to just hang out. And it was nice because everyone kept coming up to me and said, like, hey, Dave, you know, it was like I found my own spot and like people would just come and talk to me for a while and then go away and then someone else would come and talk.
Yeah.
It was nice. I was like receiving people in my little spot. It worked out good.
Yeah. Thanks. It's pretty easy. Speaking of Friday, didn't you guys go for massages or something?
We did.
Oh, my God. That is Joe, so gay.
Excellent masseuse, Joe.
Is that part of the package that we have to get for TBRU? Signed up for it or you just randomly wanted to go?
Well, no. I mean, I'm friends with Joe Gray in San Diego and he does massage. You know, that's his job. And when he comes to TBRU, he has it set up where you could use PayPal. He schedules a bunch of massages. That's what he does during the day every day. While he's there, he's making money and going. I mean, I guess it pays for his
run. Oh yeah, actually,
friends probably like more that than too. That. And yeah, I did a kind of a couples massage with Jason. It was really awesome. It was nice.
Alpine skiing.
Oh Jesus! No, Joe's is very professional. Oh, okay. He's very very good, and he helped. My back has been a nightmare lately, and it feels so much better. Sitting in the chair like this, podcasting right now is not helping, but Joe's great masseuse. Yeah.
I think your flight later will be harder than what you're doing right
now.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. Okay, where's he from?
Joe? He's in San Diego.
He's from San Diego.
Yeah, everyone's in San Diego knows Joe. Everyone in Bear Land, for the most part, knows Joe. Okay. You don't know Joe?
Maybe by face. Maybe
Man.
By face.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Joe and Alan, sweet guys. They're awesome. And, if you need a great massage, Joe's the guy, guy that'll do it. He can really, especially for bigger guys, Joe's very strong. He does a very deep massage if you need it. So.
Was it like a Swedish massage or a sports?
More like a sports massage. I'll tailor it to what you want, but Like our friend Joe, he went and got a massage after, and he said he didn't want a deep massage, and he said Joe was great. So, obviously, Joe can lessen the pressure if he wants to. He just kept telling me, you know, I was like, you could tell it was hurting a little bit, and he's like, take it. And I was like, okay. So, he beat me up pretty good.
Beat him up or beat him off.
Yeah.
Okay, so... what can you so let's go back to the bear dance. You didn't stay too long. I didn't see you.
I didn't stay that long. No, you. I don't know where you were. Were you inside in your seated area that you always are at?
I was there. No, not really. I was there for a while. Then we were more on the patio area. If you guys haven't been to TBRU before, Station 4, S4 is where the location of the bear dance. It's really big. It's probably even if you guys have been to Bear Pride, where you do the nuts to butts, that's even smaller. So it's really really big. This place is really big. It's got a patio area.
Yes.
It's got a comedy show area. It's got a lounge area. It's just so much. It's really really big.
It's fun.
That is fun. Lots of fun.
It's normally kind of a twink bar, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. In normal days, it is a twink bar. Yeah. One of the things that happened, of course, it happens all the time on the TBRU, are the growler shouts.
Oh my God! Did you save some of those?
Well, I did. Actually.
I was so disgusted by some of them.
Okay.
Honestly, I was.
Or I have about 12 of them.
Oh, okay.
I had to screen capture them. Oh. Okay, you just have to listen what they are. So, horny tonight shout. Horny tonight and need some relief. You looking to play tonight? Bottom chub here, ready and willing to host. Looking to give oral or receive anal here? DDF, HIV negative here? Condoms?
Sure.
Lube and poppers
I'm sure he is.
Provided? I'm sure he is.
Well, at least he was.
HMU for my location in Dallas. In downtown Dallas. So that's one of them.
Drug and disease free, but fuck me bareback. Because I love that.
No, he wants condoms.
He did that one?
Condoms,
okay.
Lube and poppers provided.
That's
see?
Good. There you go.
See, so yeah.
That wasn't nearly as bad as most of them.
I couldn't find that park in one. Okay, so somebody bring me a pickle. That's not an innuendo. I'm just craving something sour and I'm too lazy to go out. So yeah. Best made big sour pickles or lemons, twang, and sonic ice. You know, if you don't have anything better to do. So that's kind of lame, but it's a waste of $5 just to
ask for a pickle. Could have bought like a whole jar of pickles.
Yeah.
For that.
Okay, Bears. Are there any single polite men out there at TBRU? Right.
Yeah.
I got here on Friday trying to meet someone, but everyone is either partnered or not interested.
So hold on a second. If you're going to TBRU to find your husband, you got problems. That's not the right place to find the guy that you're going to be with forever.
Most of the time, you'll be hooking up, or you need social sites. Growler or whatever, or Scruff or Grinder, right. Actually. And you get to meet someone. Although you can also hook up that way too. It's just that it's faster. You have more interaction than if you are in a big event like TBRU. How many are we?
TBRU is like speed dating. Yeah. You're like, even people you know well, you see them for 5 seconds and they're like, they're gone. You know,
it's kind of hard, you know, when you're talking to someone and then, okay, hold on, I have to say someone to say hi.
Right,
to this
you'll guy. See someone walk by that you haven't seen yet, and you're like, oh, hold on a second, I'll be right back, and then you never go back.
And all you have to do sometimes is just, you have no more time, you just rub somebody's belly, and then, oh, hi, hello, bye. That's pretty much you can do, because it is a big event, and it's just so many things happening.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so next one. Looking for some action tonight. Leather bondage scenes or group scenes, a plus. Would love to let my chest and arms be a cum rag. That is Dave's per favorite. Maybe.
Is that the one that...
We'll be hanging out in hospitality.
Posted four more shouts.
Sam, huh?
Is that the one that posted four more shouts after that?
No, there is one.
They got progressively worse.
Yeah. Anyone that likes to use some ass, come over here. C-U-M. Come on over to my hotel room. I love to satisfy tops. I'm at the Park Inn. That's the guy.
Yeah. Is that the one that like four more?
Yeah, after there's that? About three more before that, yeah.
That's gross.
Looking for some action.
I don't even want to be in the same hotel with that person ever.
I know. Okay, so what else do I have? Oh, did I capture? Looking for black wallet. Somebody lost a wallet.
Yeah,
good
luck
with that.
I think they got it back.
Oh, you got it back? Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's a friend of ours.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Somebody I know?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's almost nice enough to turn it in.
So, okay, here's one's really scary. Total anonymous. I don't want to see each other. Just my thing. And a total turn on. And 8, cause I'm not handsome. Wrong. Right. Chances are.
Yeah, but he has no picture.
He has no picture at all. Okay.
Yeah, but I'm sure he's hot as balls.
Yeah. Total anonymous.
Let's just go on his own recommendation.
But, okay, it is a fantasy. Probably on a video maybe, but me myself doing it? No, I'm not going to do it now. Total anonymous. Door cracked, lights off, ass up, face down. The only light would be your cigar or cigarette. If you want to smoke and blow it up my ass while you're pumping me, oof.
Here's the other thing. Aren't you not allowed to smoke in hotels?
I know. Maybe, how can you even get away with it? You're not allowed to smoke in your room, especially.
I hope to God that guy incurred a $200 smoking charge on his room. I do.
Yeah,
I hope he did.
Okay, one of this guy, he's a cute bear. He says, harness for sale. I won it in the raffle last night. Message me for... Yeah, actually, he meant a sling, actually. So, he won a sling, but he can't travel with it. I would understand.
Right.
Sell it off, but...
Sure. That one's okay.
But then he sent two of them, one to correct himself. So, he spent $10 just to say that.
Yeah.
So, you spent $10 to... sell off something, but I don't know. It's just weird. Anyway, beware if you stay at the Crown Plaza at TBRU, the George C., I don't know the last name, at the front desk will make a room key for anyone to get in your room and steal your stuff. I don't think that.
I doubt that.
That's a joke.
Those guys are great, actually, that work at
Crown. Yeah.
They're very, very accommodating.
And one of the ladies there is a Filipina, too, and she was really nice. Okay, somebody spelling out TBRU. T. Touching every long, uncut dick that turns my spongy love rod into a tool of ecstasy.
That's a lot more than tea.
I know. B, bursting the hot white nectar of my dangling man bits over my furry torso.
God.
R, ramming the most perfect shaped cocks into my warm, moist, tight hole. Are you disgusted already?
Yes.
Okay, last one. U, unbelievably attractive bears running around, uninhibited and undressed. Okay, that's pretty
tough. He is not Walt Whitman. That's all I'm saying.
Let me see. He's only showing a chest here, so just his bare chest. Okay, so another one. Last one. Hey there, poppers. Hey there. Poppers and giving a BJ, then bottoming here. You host.
You host.
Don't.
Because I don't want my husband to know I just did that.
Or I don't want my roommate to know.
You know. Right.
Downtown got condoms.
So condoms.
He's with an N in the end. So yeah. Anyway, so those are these shouts for this week. For this TBRU. And of course, lots of them are, you know, by Wayne Davis, who did a great job of, mm-hmm. Because he announcing, you know, thank you everyone.
I think he was the Park End guy.
He was the Park End.
Sorry, Wayne.
Sorry, Wayne. Maybe he is. He might be.
I hope not.
I hope not, no. Okay, so tell me, what is the highlight for you? For the whole weekend, TBRU.
You know, it was fun. Two things were fun. It was fun seeing a lot of old friends that I hadn't seen in a while. And the other thing was there's so many people on Facebook I know only through Facebook that I got to see and meet in person. It was really cool. But you know what? It was just nice after having a fun time to just be with Jason the whole time and wake up cuddling. And mm-hmm. It was very sweet. We had a very nice weekend all together.
Aww.
And I thought that was kind of a highlight, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm. So. I got to do that with Mike too because, you know, we were together for
yeah.
3 nights also. Although, I wish he would attend the bear run itself, but he doesn't like bear runs too much. I do. I support the bear runs anyway. So
I do too.
Yeah. And and he's actually, he was there for some of the times that we could see our old friends and stuff like that. So right. That was good. Highlight for me there would be actually just hanging out with old friends. Oh, one of the funniest part there was the Saturday night. Mm-hmm. We were at the Asian corner, the Gaysian corner.
Oh.
By the stage. There were all these, the Gaysians are all hanging out there within the bears would come over and, you know, it was cute. It was
there
nice.
Were quite a few Gaysians there, I saw.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The hidden door. We went to the hidden door.
Yeah, that was fun.
Mm-hmm. That was fun.
Church.
And we went to church, which was good. And it's actually it's cold.
Oh, it's freezing out in Dallas. Cold. It was about 45 degrees yesterday.
I feel sorry for Joe. He didn't know.
He had a t-shirt on.
You did? Oh, yeah.
No,
he did. He was wearing a Bears Against Bullies shirt, and we told him that.
That was a highlight too. We took Joe underwear shopping.
Oh, really?
So that was fun.
Oh, did he wear underwear? I mean,
yeah,
he was
there, him
and then facing you guys.
Underwear. Said,
hey, what is it? How does this look?
Yeah, like? I helped him change and stuff.
Oh, damn!
No,
I should have gone.
You should have.
Wait. He changed and then came out, and then how does it look like?
I'll peek over the edge, you know.
Oh, okay. How does it look like?
He's been in my hot tub. It's not like I haven't seen him naked.
Well, I know
Joe
that.
Joe only likes these skinny boys.
I know that. It's just that, you know, him showing off his underwear outside.
Yeah, no. I took a picture and posted it on Facebook. You didn't see that?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm going to look now.
There's a picture of him in his underwear on Facebook that
did
I posted.
Did you tag him?
I did.
Oh, let me see.
Well, yeah, he's like, my mom's going to see that. I'm like, oops, you want me to take it down? He's like, I don't care. I was like, you sure I'll take it down? It's like, yeah, my mom's the one who wants to be friends with me on Facebook. That's what she's going to get. I was like, okay. Leave it up then.
Oh, there he is. Oh, my God. It's hot. He's got a tag, too.
Yeah, we took Jason, too. It was Jason and Joe. I've seen Jason naked before.
Well, yeah. Very hot, Joe. Thanks for the show. Okay. So, before we end, I guess we can skip, actually, the gay, the geek, and the bizarre for this weekend. So,
okay.
So, you can
do it next
go.
Week.
Anyway, before we go... let's do some events. We're going to help out some of our friends. Actually, I met up with Adam who's representing
Adamar.
Yeah, he's handling the North American Bear Weekend. Okay, so North American Bear Weekend, Lexington, Kentucky, February 26th to March 1st, 2015. So Lumberjacks and Long Johns, that's the title of the, I guess that's the title of their event. So over 500 guests from all over the world will attend the 4th annual North American Bear Weekend in February 2015. Join us at the beautifully renovated Campbell House, is the host hotel, with hundreds of sexy lumberjacks in their long johns and flannel. You can expect the same level of southern hospitality from the Kentucky Bourbon Bears for another exciting four-day weekend of fun, fur, and frolic. Everybody uses that. Fun, fur, and frolic. Anyway, so go to mrnabear.com. That's mountain range. How do you say that for short?
Myrna Bear?
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, North American Bear. Okay. That's just
Mr.
North American Bear.com.
That's what it looks like.
Okay, so let's go to the next one. What's the next one, Dave?
Next one is Bear Watch. That's our Houston Bears event, which will be May 16th through 18th in Galveston, Texas, featuring our foam pit party and our beach day. And it's always a lot of fun. It's our local one. It's a smaller run. We cap it at 250, so everyone gets to know each other. We have a couple fun things, extra things this year to do. We're expanding when you get food and things like that. So,
oh, okay.
And DJs. And
so it's going to be at the Inn at the Water Park, right?
Inn at the Water Park in Galveston, which is out by Moody Gardens in the Schlitterbahn area. Yeah.
It's a great event. We're expecting about 300 people, right? 300 people.
Yeah, probably.
Registering and everything. It's a small run, which is great. That's the advantage of having a small run, because you get to actually talk to people, meet people.
Right.
Not that I diminish the volume of people in TBRU. It's just that what's good about TBRU, it's really big, and you get to meet a lot of people, and you get to meet new and old friends. But then if it's a small run, it becomes really intimate. Yeah.
Yeah, the big ones and the small ones are both good for different reasons.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, the big ones attract a lot of people that you know from out of town. And the smaller ones, you get to know people that you might not know and become friends with them that way. So okay. I like them both. I like to do a couple big ones and a couple small ones. Mm-hmm. I like the small ones.
That's what he said. Okay, what else is going on? Today, what are you planning today?
We're gonna sneak out of here, and I've got a big Irish feast is the right word. I made some corned beef and cabbage and potatoes for us to eat tonight.
I feel bad I'm not wearing green. I should be wearing green.
Oh no, there's green here.
You have
green. I had green on yesterday.
Yeah,
I kind of celebrated yesterday at the Hidden Door.
Yeah, so at the Hidden Door,
Dropkick Murphy shirt.
Oh, you?
Yeah.
It's a green shirt. So at the Hidden Door, it's actually it's always like that. Every church, every time at the Hidden Door, everybody wears a bunny ears and everything.
Do you know why?
It used to, because it started as a tradition that it always lands on an Easter, and everybody just gets to wear bunny ears, Easter bunny.
They moved it up a little bit.
Yeah, and they moved it up since it's really early right now. We just needed to make it different. I know, not really different, but more like a tradition now. Every Sunday at the church that you have to wear bunny ears and everything. So there are more bunny ears now than ever. However, it's really cold.
Yeah, I think Joe Parker is the one that kind of pushes this tradition
He along. Tried to take off his shirt.
He tried?
For about a minute.
Joe's shirt was off the whole time I saw him.
Oh, really? He took it off? And then he was freezing and everything, and then put it back on.
His shirt was off, and his pants were low. Mm-hmm. I gave him $1.
Oh, really?
But Joe brought something like 120 ears with him. I've yet to wear ears.
120 ears?
Yeah.
Oh, my god! Ears. Did you get an ear?
I didn't. I still – I don't know. I just don't do it. I don't know why. Fine.
I should get ears. We should bring ears next time. Anyway, so I'm looking forward to next year. We'll see what happens. I'm looking forward also to an upcoming Bear Watch. Oh, Drench Fur. You're going to Drench Fur too, right?
I am.
Okay, so with Jason.
Jason's coming, yes.
Okay, great. Okay, so I'm excited about that. We're going to go. And
we're going to talk about that next time.
Next time. All right, so that's it. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening. Yeah, we're in a time crunch right now because we have to celebrate. Oh, yeah, shout-outs. I forgot. We're going to do some shout-outs. Before we go, shout-outs. Okay, there's a lot of shout-outs here. Mm-hmm. Benny and Carrie from New Jersey. And, yeah, we were rooming with them. And also Mike and Seamus, we met them up. A very nice couple. Joe, of course.
And Max. Yeah.
Joe and Max. Yeah. Max is from Paris. It is his first time to come to TBR.
Yeah, sweet.
Very, very sweet guy.
Yeah.
Like, very smart guy. He's a sound engineer.
Is he really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
He might be judging this audio right now. What we're doing.
Yeah, probably. I hope he doesn't judge the other podcast audio because it's horrible.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, so Jimbo, Kai, Rick, Brandon, Arvin, Frank, Kai, too, the other beefy Kai. Also, Gavin from Poke It With A Stick podcast.
Oh, wow.
I got to meet him, and I didn't recognize him because he was clean shaven. You know, he came up to me clean shaven because I've always seen him in his pictures, always shaved with a beard. Also, Wayne, the president of the Dallas Bears. Great job. And how many did we have? I don't know how many people. More than 2,000.
1,700 something.
1,700? Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought it was 2,000 plus.
I thought it was less than normal. Mm-hmm. I could tell it was less than normal.
Oh, is it mess? Yeah.
To me.
Some of the people I expected were not
there.
Well,
I was near the bottom of the list, and I was number 1,335.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if they had walk-ins or something. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Okay, a few more. Bob and Jeff from Massachusetts.
Those, you know,
Bob.
Bitches. Yeah.
Sean from Dallas. Also, Rod and Derek, the truck drivers, they're there. They actually parked their truck there.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Oh, that was so hot. Rod is so hot. Bill and Mike from Colorado Springs, shout out. I met them up and we talked a little bit. He said, listen to the show.
Right.
Frank from the fruit table. That hung out with him. Raul and Anthony from Chicago. And Nate from Austin. And one last one, Jim. He's a good friend of mine from D.C. And yeah, it's good to see you again.
Yeah, real quick ones. Brian and Chris from Chicago. James and Tim from Victoria, Texas, who stayed with me.
Oh, that's right.
They did a great, you know.
So good to see you.
Nice to have easygoing roommates always, TBRU. And I'll leave it at that. I'll do the rest of mine.
Oh, okay. All right.
I have to do the one on Wednesday, so.
Okay. So, that's it. Yeah. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. Dave, how can others catch your other show?
Oh, it's on Vimeo and iTunes. Just search Under Bears Podcast. You'll find it.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. Or find us on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or you can send us an email. I did it again. That's the second time. Ray.
It's Ray's fault.
You can leave us a voicemail by calling the show at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR.
Yes. Yes. Leave us a call that number and tell us what happened to you at TBRU if you're.
Oh yeah, TBRU. I want to hear all the good stories.
I want to hear. Yeah.
I haven't searched Tumblr yet. And,
oh really?
And XTube.
You know what's exciting right now? Yes, this is when the time XTube is going to be flooded with TBRU videos.
Cub facts last year. Oh my.
Oh. Hashtag TBRU.
Hashtag
Cub facts. We're going to look at the search term now on XTube. You know, TBRU.
Right.
See what happens. Okay, so we'll also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Also, subscribe via iTunes and Vimeo and YouTube. You can catch the show on Bear Radio Network, on Stitcher Radio, and the Roku Player, if you have a Roku Player. You can watch the videos there, too. And go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening, and we'll catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. Many wolves and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your way.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your way.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your way.
Woof, what a bear.
Camera's like close.
It is. You need to go nearer or something? Are you angled real?
I don't know. Am I? Okay.
I'm excited what that is. Do I need napkins?
No, probably not. Answer it might be a little bit messy, but not too bad.
Okay. I'll be holding keepers. Wait, I'll get napkins.
All right, just in case.
When you're about to do something nasty, you should have paper towel.
Bear Podcast 510. Or just 510.